Chapter 26. Afterwards, I wondered how I could have been so blind. The truth was so obvious. Josephine, and only Josephine, was vain and self-important. She had loved to talk about the murder, and about how clever she was, and how stupid the police were. Because she was a child, I had never thought that Josephine could be the murderer. But both murders could easily have been committed by a child. In fact, her grandfather himself had told Josephine exactly what to do, and she read so many detective stories that she would know about fingerprints. She had attacked herself, not really realizing that she could have been killed. There was a clue: the mud on the seat of the old chair. Josephine was the only person who would need to climb up on a chair to balance the heavy stone doorstop on the top of the door. Obviously, it had missed her a few times. The marks in the floor showed that. But she had tried again, using her scarf so she didn't leave any fingerprints. Finally, the doorstop had hit her. We had all thought that Josephine was in danger, just as she wanted. She knew something. She had been attacked. I realized how she had carefully shown me, on purpose, where the attic was, so I found the letters, and she had made the mess in her room herself. But when she came back from hospital, Josephine was unhappy. The case was over. Brenda and Lawrence had been arrested, and she herself wasn't getting much attention. So she stole Edith de Havilland's heart medicine, poisoned her own cocoa, and left the cup on the hall table. Did she know that Nanny would drink it? Possibly. Did Nanny, with a lifetime of experience with children, suspect Josephine? And Edith? Had she suspected too, or had she known? I looked down at the letter in my hand. Dear Charles, this letter is just for you, and for Sophia, if you want to show it to her. I want someone to know the truth. I found Josephine's little notebook hidden in the garden. It confirms what I already suspected. I don't know if what I'm doing is right or wrong, but my life is nearly over, and I don't want Josephine to suffer for what she has done. If I am wrong, I hope I can be forgiven. I did it out of love. Bless you both, Edith de Havilland. I gave the letter to Sophia, and when she had read it, we opened Josephine's little black notebook. Today I killed Grandfather. As we turned the pages, we saw Josephine's horribly childish motives for murder. Here are the important entries. Grandfather wouldn't let me do ballet dancing, so I made up my mind I would kill him. Then we should go to London to live, and Mother wouldn't mind me doing ballet. I don't want to go to Switzerland. I won't go. If Mother makes me, I will kill her too, if I can get some poison. Eustace made me very angry today. He says I am only a girl and that my detecting is silly. He wouldn't think I was silly if he knew it was me who did the murder. I like Charles, but he is rather stupid. I have not decided yet who I shall say has done the murder. Perhaps Brenda and Lawrence. Brenda is horrible to me, but I like Lawrence. Her last words were, I hate Nanny. I hate her. She says I'm only a little girl. She says I show off. She's making Mother send me away. I'm going to kill her too. I think Aunt Edith's medicine will do it. If there is another murder, then the police will come back and it will all be exciting again. Nanny's dead. I'm glad. I haven't decided yet where I'll hide the bottle with the pills. Perhaps in Aunt Clemency's room or in Eustace's room. When I'm dead, I shall leave this notebook behind for the chief of police and they will see what a great criminal I was. I closed the book. Sophia was crying. Oh, Charles. It's so awful. She's such a monster. But I also feel so much pity for her.
I felt the same. I had liked Josephine, but she had been born with something wrong with her. She was the crooked child of the little crooked house.
What would have happened to her, Sophia asked me, if she had lived?
I don't know, I said. Perhaps she would have been sent to a special school, or a child's prison.
It's better this way, Sophia said with a shiver. but I don't like Aunt Edith taking the blame.
It was her decision, I said. I don't suppose anyone will find out. Brenda and Lawrence will be free to go and there won't be a trial. And you, Sophia, I added, holding her hands, will marry me. We'll go away together and you won't have to think about your family for a while. You can think about me instead.
Aren't you afraid to marry me, Charles? Said Sophia, looking straight into my eyes.
Not at all, I said. Why should I be? Poor little Josephine inherited all the worst from your families. But you, Sophia, have inherited the best. Your grandfather thought so, and he, my darling, was always right.
I love you, Charles, said Sophia, and I will marry you.
She looked down at the notebook.
Poor Josephine.
Poor Josephine, I said.
What really happened, Charles? My father asked me. I never lie to my father.
It wasn't Edith de Havilland, I told him. It was Josephine. My father nodded his head gently.
Yes, he said. I thought it was.
Poor child.